Fracking foes on hand at Syracuse City Hall supported the council vote. Julia Walsh from a statewide network called Frack Action says this move should send a message to Albany.
Really shows that the will of the people throughout New York and here in Syracuse is really calling for this practice not to move forward.
But not all on hand were opposed to drilling using the method of hydraulic fracturing, which injects chemically laced water at high speeds into shale deposits in order to release natural gas. Syracuse attorney Adam Schultz spoke on behalf of the gas industry and says it's not up to the city to make a law like this.
The New York State Legislature has very clearly set forth for many years that the state and only the state can regulate this activity. And they've said they want it done safely, they want it done efficiently, and they want it regulated at the state level.
Schultz says a lawsuit against the city isn't out of the question. Lawsuits are pending in other communities that have approved fracking bans. Common Counselor Kathleen Joy, who helped write Syracuse's law, thinks it would hold up in court.
Every municipality can take its own actions under municipal home rule law, and that's what we did.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.